With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the hottest talk radio show out. The Conversation with your host, Clark Garrison, author of Survive the Next 365 and creator of The Phoenix Effect. The Conversation, featuring singers, actors, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Reaching deep into local and global communities, teaching individuals and transforming minds and spirits. So join Clark Garrison live Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And now, here's your host, Clark
Garrison. And welcome to The Conversation with Clark and Gail. We're broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as always. By the way, the show's purpose, if you didn't know, is to build an evolution of thought and action. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. If you are listening via the internet, you'd like to ask a guest tonight a question or make a comment, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button, and we will get your question in. The chat room is open, so feel free to hang out there for those who are listening online. Hey, shouts out to Dane Reed Media for producing our drop. And as always, big ups to our engineer, Mr. Brandon Dillon, on the phone. Do me a favor, all you socialites. Follow us on Twitter at Survive365. And, of course, you can reach both myself and Gail on Facebook. I'm Clark Garrison, and she's Gail Smith-Harris. Check us out. Also, feel free to sign up for our free, absolutely free newsletter and receive weekly updates on our future guests we'll be having throughout the year. Just go to survivethenext365.com. Survivethenext365, the number is 365.com. Sign up for our free newsletter right there on the homepage. You'll be included on all of our information. Hey, without further ado, let me bring in my co-host. The best co-host on Blog Talk Radio, none other than the one and only Miss Gail Smith-Harris. What's going on, G?
What's going on? Pollen, pollen, pollen.
I know, right? I think the pollen count was like at 8,000 the other day. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they said for those of you who don't know, we're talking about the pollen count in Atlanta, and it's the highest pollen count in history, I believe. It's higher than it's ever been, and I wanted to bring it up because somebody gave me a very good remedy, so I wanted to share it with the listeners. And if you know anybody who has flowers used in the springtime because of the pollen. I tried it and it's actually working. So what you have to do is go to Whole Foods or maybe even the local grocery store and try to get the local honey in that area that you live. So I went out today and I got some Georgia wildflower honey and free DDT.
So you said honey. Isn't that like bee spit up?
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Hey, yeah. Well, the good news is we've got a doctor on the show today, so we're going to ask her if taking bee spit up is advisable. Hey, you know I'm just messing with you. I got to get you at least off the show.
Well, it's too good for me to care.
Hey, listen. Hey, tonight on our award-nominated show, we've got a great lineup for you. The Radical Success Coach, Ms. Doreen Rainey, drops by to talk about how and why you need to get radical. Also, naturopathic practitioner Dr. Maria Bars will be here to talk about, what else? Wellness. And we've got the cast of The Power of Passion play right here coming up next after this break. After these breaks, they'll be here on the phone. Don't miss this. Hey, by the way, you're listening to The Conversation with Clark and Gayle. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their homes by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
Hey, we are back. You're listening to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, recently nominated for 3 awards, including Best Show of the Year. Holla out to everyone who made this happen, especially Gayle Smith Harris in the house.
Woo-hoo.
Gee, 3 awards. We did.
Yeah. It's only the beginning.
Hey, let me get this PSA out of the way. These are a group of ladies that I adore. They are right here in Atlanta, Georgia, the capital of the South. Power of a Woman Tour 2012 in ATL is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, March 31st. Write that down on your calendars. Put a big circle. From noon, as my grandma would say, from noontime to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cafe Fusion. If you don't know, that's in the East Atlanta part of town on 543 Stokeswood Avenue. Tickets are on sale at powerofawoman.eventbrite.com. Healing, discovering, and redefining the real power of the woman is their focus point, featuring Dawn Bedingfield, Kim Lee Hughes, and Miss Charmaine. We're hoping to get these ladies on the show before the actual event, but I encourage you, women in Atlanta, get yourself to the Power Woman Tour 2012. All right. Now, let me introduce our first guest. They are plentiful. Coming up March 25th, this Sunday, one day only, The Power of Passion. We've got here on the show tonight a few of the cast. They were nice enough to drop by. Please welcome on the call writer-director, Ms. Felicia Brown, songwriter Darcell Brown, Brian Buchanan, production manager. I believe we have him, or at least he'll be coming, and also Larry Brooks and Janine Brown, star actors of this fantastic play. It will help if I open up their mics, and I will do so just now. Gang, Felicia, Mr. Brown, and Cass, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, hey, I know you guys are sharing the phone. I want to first say for me, thank you so much for putting this play on. I love to see playwrights really dive in and be creative. And I know I'll be in the house, and I hope many of our listeners will be as well. Before I get started, let's see. We're going to, by the way, we're looking to give away two tickets before this segment is over. So all you have to do right now is call in the number 7932-1078. Hit the number one button, and Mr. Dillon will get you right on the phone, and hopefully we'll have a winner. I will repeat that a couple times. But first, Felicia, I want to ask you something. Let me start off with you. What was the origin of I'm not going to ask that question. I'm just going to reiterate because I'm overstepping my bounds. Isn't that right, G?
Yeah.
You got to stop me. I get carried away.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, I hear it in your voice. You're still trying to get used to that and Gale. So, I'm not mad at you. But yeah, we want to ask you, Felicia, what was the origin of this play and from what experience was it written?
Well, it was written from seeing a need. You know how you see a need for something that's hardly ever addressed? And if it's not addressed, there's no resolution. Well, I saw a need, and I felt like I could offer a resolution, and that's how I was birthed.
Now, how did you come to actually cast the play?
We did we actually ran the play before out of town a couple of times. We originally did it in Detroit for about 4 days. We had an awesome turnout, and we went to Florida, and we did it a few times in Florida. And now we're here in Atlanta, Georgia. So here in Georgia, we did a huge casting call, and we had a lot of great talent come out for this production to audition. And the crazy thing was it was such a hard decision in picking a cast because it was just that much great talent in Atlanta.
Yeah, there's Atlanta, you're for me. Hey, well, you know, speaking of that great cast, going into the main characters of the play, Rachel and Pastor Wright. Hey guys, what was the character development like for you two powerful actors, Jarnine and Larry? What was the character development like when you got your scripts for this play? And also, if each one of you would just briefly talk about your experience as a thespian, that would be great, too.
This is Larry here, Clark. And the character development that I went through in pulling this role together was just watching all the pastors that I grew up watching and just some of the situations that I was that kind of hit home with me so I can kind of bring that character to life. Not only that, but a lot of the situations I've seen, and all of us have seen, basically, and just kind of remembering those little innuendos, remember those points in my life where those things affected me, and I wanted to make sure that I put that into that character. And some of the things that I've done before kind of helped that as well. So I've got a couple years of acting experience on a larger level, you know, but I've always been an actor since day one, since birth, you know. So, but anyway, it's just really pulling some things together. What were you saying?
Hey, Jarnine, what about you?
Hey, how you doing? Greetings. This is Jarnine Brown from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm very excited about the production. For me, the character of Michelle, being married and actually been in ministry and, you know, been married before, this role was, it was a role that was definitely different for me. And the reason why I chose to actually take this role is because I see a lot of marriages that actually struggle with, and I'm not going to give you a whole lot because I want you guys to come out. I want the listeners to come out. So I'm going to give you just a little taste of it. Where as I've seen couples, you know, where the husband is really, you know, busy with ministry or busy with his job, and he feels like, if I'm a provider, I'm doing all this stuff for you, there's always something lacking in the home, whether it's reverse roles or whatever. And what happens is that the reality of it is that if the husband don't spend time with his wife and the wife don't spend time with her husband, something can happen. And, you know, we're forced to keep God and you know, in the relationship, but even being a Christian, you know, the enemy comes, you know, the little demon speaks to your mind, and then, you know, it looks greener, it looks good on the other side. So all I'm going to say is that come out to see the show. You're going to love it. There's so many wonderful characters, the cast is phenomenal, including Felicia, the writer. But what I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. If you struggle in your marriage, in your relationship, and you're trying to figure out how to do it, and, you know, you need to come to this show. I don't want to tell you a whole lot because, you know, I get carried away, but it's awesome. I'm ready to perform right now. You ready?
Hey, this is why I love actors. They perform on the spot, especially stage actors. Unlike TV, you know, TV actors got to get all prepped up, and you got to tell them 70 days in advance they're getting ready to go on. But you true thespians can just act on a dime. I love it.
Man, it's ministry, and it's the truth. Because, you know, a lot of people that are actors, different writers actually write stuff that's not realistic. This thing is like, here it's happening as we speak. Someone's in their home crying because their husband's not there, you know, wanting out, you know, praying to God, like, God, help me. They're hurting, they're paining, and they want a way out. So this play is very... It's one of those plays that you have to come and see it, because the answer is right here. It's ministry. God is really speaking in his word. It's anointed play. It's one of the best productions I've ever been in. To be honest with you, it's one of the best productions I've ever been in. I've been in several productions, plays, and stuff like that, but this is one of the most anointed, self-motivated plays that I actually ever been in. And I'm telling you, your life would never be the same. Even the actors' experience I'm experiencing, and really pushing forward and really seeing what the enemy tried to do, but what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good, so it's going to turn around. So, you know, I'm not a priest, so I got a ministry call in my life too, but, you know, don't get us started, Clark. This is Felicia.
You know, I'm like, okay, isn't that Pastor Wright's words there? But, you know, hey, you go ahead, Rachel.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I can't wait to meet you guys, listeners. Come out, you know, call in, get the tickets. You can buy tickets at the door. We have a 4:30 show, a 7 o'clock show. I'm telling you, meet the cast. It's sold out. It's going to be phenomenal. Come out, you know, come out and support. Maybe we can put another show in your town and put another show in Atlanta. And we plan on traveling, baby. This message has to get out. So we're on fire. We ready to do it.
Well, one of the things, I love her excitement. One of the things that brings these plays to another level is the music behind it. And I guess this question for Mr. Brown. Those of us who love these plays know the music brings to it a life of its own. How did you develop the songs for this play?
You know, first of all, thank you, Clark, for having us on. But you know what? The music aspect is to be respected on a whole nother level. You know, production is one thing. Ministry is a whole nother thing. And what we've done is we put in every single emotion that you can possibly think of. The show itself is a roller coaster of emotions. It's a roller coaster of that big question of what to do, how to do it, what can I do? And what we did in the music world, we got engulfed in the emotion of it, and we put ourselves in that same position. I mean, my wife and I, we've been married for 12 years now, and it's easy to really tap into that emotion of where do we go from here? How do we fight the bad times? How to take advantage of the good times, and it's all been put in the music. I've been surrounded by some of the best musicians in the world most of my life, so it wasn't that hard to do musically, but what we did emotionally, Clark, I'm telling you right now, it's taking everything to a whole nother level. Doc, I can't wait for you to hear it.
Wow.
Wow. So let me see how to ask this. What would be what type of group of people would, you know, really appreciate a play like this? Like, what would be the target audience?
Well, you know what? Everybody has their place in this particular production. I mean, I know that's a cliche when it comes to people coming out and being, you know, participating in our event, but this particular production belongs to everybody. I believe most of the listeners out there are Christians, and I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but the kingdom of God itself, the body of Christ, is under an attack. And what we want to do is we want to expose a lot of what's going on behind the scenes. You see, there's a spiritual side and there's a natural side to what's going on here. And what we're looking at is the production itself, exposing what happens in the spirit. You know, everybody knows the story of Job and how the devil went to God and really, you know, asked to mess with his money, asked to mess with his family and things of that nature, and to see if he turns his back on God. And I believe the kingdom of God is under that same attack right now. You know what? They're being attacked in the pulpit. They're being attacked in their families. You know, what we want to really emphasize is restoration. We want to emphasize the forgiveness. We know, understand that the bad things are being marketed about God and about Christ and about our churches and about our pastors, but we want to show the people of God what they're supposed to do. We need our prayer warriors to step up. We need our wives and our husbands to step up and do all that they can and recognize the distraction of the enemy and focus on quick forgiveness, quick restoration, and how to move past the bad times so we can get on to the glorious times, Clark.
Also, I'm sorry, this is Felicia. I wanted to jump in. Thank you, Derso. That's my husband, everybody. I wanted to jump in because you asked the question, what type of people would appreciate a show like this? And I'm just going to tell a quick thing of what happened to us in Detroit, because my first mindset is, oh, this is an awesome play for the church. That's what I thought originally. But I had a lot of people who didn't even step foot into a church, but they came to our show. I had, like, drug dealers. I had people that were street people that came up to me after the show and said, that was my life on stage. You can take it outside of a situation. They apply to church and church people and people that don't even step foot into a church. The situations in it is very much real. And like he said, we take you on a roller coaster of emotion. You're going to laugh. You're going to crack up till your side split, but you're going to stand up and take notice. If you don't stand up and take notice, you need to check your pulse. If you don't look at yourself in a different way and say, man, is there somebody that I need to be talking to right now, you need to check your pulse. If you don't turn to the person next to you and give them a high five and say, that show was off the chain, you just flat out dead. There's a Rachel, there's a Pastor Wright, there's some of these characters, and everybody that's out there. You don't have to be a pastor to experience what the pastor is experiencing. You don't have to be a Rachel to experience what she's experiencing. But I won't talk you to death. This show applies to everybody. We've had people come up to us that don't even step foot in the church, hug me and say, you need to take this to the nation.
Now,
wow.
How do you get the word out there that, you know, this play goes beyond the stigma of, you know, just another gospel play, and that there's actually a message in life versus, you know, just in the church?
Well, how you get the word out there is exactly what you guys are doing. So we thank you for having us on the show, being able to reach amounts of people that just the few of us together can't reach. But when we, our cast, their show has been so life-changing, even for the cast members in rehearsal, that they literally go out and their excitement for being a part of the production, and I'm not tooting my own horn because I know that it was something that God gave to me, but they go out with that same excitement, touching people, telling people, you got to see this show. Because even to tell a little bit would be almost telling too much, but it's life-changing. And I'm not just saying that because everybody always feel like, oh, I got the best product. You know what I mean? And that's not how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it as from a person who's a consumer and how I sit back and I watch it unfold. It's like, wow, that's really happening on stage. That's really happening in people's lives. You know, I don't know if you're a writer or not, but when you write stuff, sometimes when you write it, you just write it. And when you sit back and you watch it really manifest and take place, you amaze yourself. And that's where I'm at. So doing interviews like this helps to get the word out. Word of mouth helps to get the word out. And it's promoting, period. You know, we do a lot of promoting.
Well, we definitely, you know, thank everyone for, you know, being on the show today. And both Clark and myself are looking forward to coming out to see the play on Sunday. Why don't you go ahead and give all the details for this Sunday's play?
Okay, it's going to be this Sunday, March 25th, 2012, from 4:30. It's a 4:30 show, and there's a 7 o'clock show. You can buy tickets at www.b4reel.biz. So that's b4reel.biz. And it's going to be located at the location. I'm sorry. The location is 240 Candler Road, St. Philip's AME. A lot of people, I'm not originally from here. We're originally from Detroit. But a lot of people know St. Philip's AME. It's not in the church. We rented out a facility behind their church, and in there is where we'll be holding the whole event. And it's going to be really laid out great. So if you guys, I mean, come dressed to impress, because you never know who may walk up with you to you with a camera. But that's in Atlanta. Again, the address is 240 Candler Road, Southeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. And that's at the St. Philip's AME Event Center.
Well, all
and
right.
We're not members of the church, but we rented their facility.
Okay. Well, like I said, we are definitely looking forward to it. Everybody make sure that you log on to the site. Come down to the show on Sunday, and thank you, the cast of the Power of Passion play, for being on the show.
I know, right? Hey, I want to just tell you guys, we do have a winner for the tickets, but she's very shy. She's in the chat room. Miss Linda, let me get her last name. I don't want to mess it up. Miss Linda Craig is actually the winner. She's very shy, but she did, kind of pitching in. Yeah, I want them. So I'm just letting you guys know we do have a winner. And I'll make sure I get you her information.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll just pass that information on, and she can pick up her tickets at the will call window when she gets to the event.
You got it. I'll make sure I pass on her name so you'll have it. And as Gail said, thank you so much, guys. We love it. We love what you're doing, and we'll support you all the way. We'll be blasting this out all week long.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gail.
Be for real.
Thank
be
you.
For real.
All right. And when we come back on the conversation with Chuck and Gail, Dr. Maria Dawn, fitness guru, and naturopathic doctor.
Dr. B.
Dr. B in the house.
Kurt Jones, the power of passion.
Look at your pastor. Girl, he is so fine. His wife is boring.
Look, Richelle, we gotta stop this. I do love my wife.
What evil controls the heart of a man when torn between his wife, his ministry, and his lover?
Well, have you noticed lately? You don't even touch me anymore.
The power of passion will change your life.
How can you preach about lies and adultery when you're doing it with that chick?
Lies.
I don't see you complaining when you got my credit cards and my cash at your disposal.
Deception. Lust. Who will forgive? Be For Real presents The Power of Passion, March 25th, 2012. Three shows. Get your tickets and information at www.beforreal.biz.
Be the number 4, R-E-E-L.biz.
www.beforreal.biz.
Be the number 4, R-E-E-L.biz.
Hey, we are back. You listen to the conversation, and man, thank you for that first part of the show. Kim, who we got coming next?
Well, I wanted to let people know that the number to call in and talk to any one of our guests is area code 917-932-1078, and make sure you raise your hand to talk to us by pressing that number 1 on your dial. And feel free to log in and join us on the chat room if you're listening but haven't logged in. We have some great conversations going on in the chat room. But moving on, our next guest is Doctor of Naturopathy Medicine, personal trainer, and emotional fitness coach, and is the founder and CEO of Maria B, Inc. She's also partner at Aches Atlanta, located at 315 Boulevard. Yes, that's just Boulevard, period. Please welcome the fitness doctor, Dr. Maria Barnes. to the show.
Hello.
Dr. Hello. Dean. What a great pleasure to have you on the show tonight, Doctor.
Well, thank you for having me.
I don't know if
thank
you were listening. I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show when I was talking about the pollen count in Atlanta, and that someone gave me a remedy that's been working pretty well for me with using the local honey in the area. And since Clark had a few questionable things to say about honey and its origin, I kind of wanted to get that out of the way with you right off the bat. Now, and wanted to ask you what your take is on using the local honey to combat allergies, pollen allergies.
Well, I could tell that that was on your mind. I could tell it really bothered you. So I was expecting for that to be the first business of order that we would have when my turn was up to have a conversation. And you are correct. Number one, it's healthier to use or to purchase the honey that is local with the actual comb in it. Now, you're doing just the honey, or are you doing the comb? Because it's healthier for you when you're dealing with the pollen if you take a piece of the comb, the honeycomb, out of it.
Well, when I got it, it was just in a little quart, the little plastic jug. I got it from Whole Foods. I didn't really know that the comb was supposed to be in it. I may run out and get some more now with the comb in it, but I was doing that along with some Breathe Easy herbal tea. And it seemed
right.
to really, you know, really take the burning in my eyes, the scratchiness and all the, you know, I was able to breathe a lot better. So
Right. And you are correct. The local honey, if that's working for you, there are some people who have allergies that are much more severe than yours, and so I recommend that they take a piece of the comb out of the honey and use that. And for those who don't want to just take the honey, you can actually go and buy bee pollen supplements, and they work just as effective as the honey. You know, some people,
wow.
The minute they get a hold of sugar, they might want to guzzle the honey down. So I also recommend that there's bee pollen supplements that you could buy that are just as effective, if not more, for people who are dealing with some heavy allergies.
Now, see there, Clark, regardless of what you want to call it, it's good for you.
I was just going to say, Doc.
Do what they do.
Right. I was just going to say, Doc, it sounds like bee spit up to me, but hey, let's dive into the questions. Doc, what made you decide to go the route of natural pathology versus conventional medicines?
Well, I decided to go in the direction for naturopathic because that's truly where I feel like I could be the most effective and be the most genuine. When you look at how people are really wanting help and when you're looking at not wanting to get caught up in the system of just becoming a drug pusher, the only way that you can continue to survive and have some form, some peace of mind in doing so, in my opinion, is to do it the way that you know you can find peace in your heart when you go to bed at night. I would not be able to be at peace with myself knowing that the only way that I'm able to really, if you want to quote-unquote help someone, is to write them a prescription as opposed to doing more research and really getting down to the origination of why they're suffering in the first place. You don't have a lot of wiggle room when you go the conventional route.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking to one and only Dr. Maria B., a.k.a. the Fitness Doctor. This segment is brought to you by Wayne Pharmaceuticals. Hey, Doc, one of the platforms is weight management for adults and children that you work on and work with. What's happening, in your opinion, to our culture that obesity is a national crisis now?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Repeat the question again. I know we're talking about obesity being a major crisis, but I didn't hear the first part.
Well, the first part was just a setup for that, just stating that I know you work a lot with weight management for adults and children.
Correct.
In your opinion, what's happening in our culture and our communities that now, in 2012, that obesity is now one of our nation's crises?
Well, I mean, it's a few different things that's happening. You know, when people talk about it's the food, you know, that's blowing our kids up. Yes, it is the food. Our food is contaminated with more hormones than they were a long time ago. But the biggest issue that we are also having is the fact that kids are not as active as they used to be. If you look at the school system, you know, kids spend 8 hours or more of their time, you know, and in school. And when schools started taking, you know, exercise and activity out because they're saying that they don't have time, you know, in order to get their education in and all of the classes in, it really hampered the parents' ability to try to keep the kids active, because the moment you get out of school, you have homework to do. So if you spend a majority of your time in school and the schools have lost the support system, you know, in place in order for kids to continue to stay active, it just requires, you know, a child should get at least 30 minutes to an hour of activity every day. Every day, not every other day, not 10 minutes, you know, of going outside. They should have activity for 30 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes every single day. So, I mean, if you think about it, back in the day, people were eating healthy. You know, no, there's a certain group of people who are still eating unhealthy or used to eat unhealthy. They're still, you know, back in the day, there are kids who have Twinkies and pizzas. Hell, I remember eating a whole pizza myself. But truth be told, but the major difference is that we are not running around. Their kids aren't spending time outside. Everybody's afraid of the neighbors. No one speaks to each other anymore. No one cultivates, and there's not a cultural system of coming together and kids meeting in the street. Everybody's afraid. Black people now, especially when we talk about the African-American community, have gotten into a different status bracket. So no one wants to come outside anymore because that's not the thing to do. It's, you know, put your kids in some form of activity, and they're not even doing that because now we're in the computer age. You know, so I can go off and go on a tangent about so many different things, but society, you know, as a society, as a community, we are not embracing the need for our children to be as active as they used to be. And on top of that, our agricultural system is heavily contaminated, which makes it a double whammy on top of that.
Well, you know, that's very true. And I just want to add to that, you know, it's a shame that when you say that, you know, the kids are not being promoted to go outside and they're afraid. I mean, the parents aren't even, you know, leading by example. You can't, you know, they're paying someone to cut the grass now instead of cutting their grass themselves. You know, I remember my family, you know, we went on family bike rides together. You know, and we may have eaten Twinkies and Ho-Hos and all that, but we ate them while we were outside playing kickball. You know, so if we got the calorie intake from them, but we didn't, I mean, but we burned those calories off just as quickly as we, you know, as we obtained them. And I think that the adults need to do better, you know, by leading with example. And, you know, with that and, you know, First Lady Obama trying to, you know, bring social awareness to a national platform, there's been, you know, growing awareness to move something. Now, what is your company, Maria B, doing to emphasize wellness?
Well, one of the things that I have that is going on right now as we speak is that I have developed a women's group. The name of it is The Table Club. Now, that's table, as in TBYL, which stands for Take Back Your Life. And this is a support group for women that meet once a month, and we will be engaged in different activities, whether it be something that's active, whether it's a workshop that talks about, you know, wellness, whether it's a 1 month where we're doing a demonstration on raw food cooking, another month where the families of the women are coming in and they're creating vision boards for what the picture of health, you know, what they want their picture of health to look like. So it's helping women stay true to the promise that most of us want to keep for ourselves, which is to really lead a healthy lifestyle. And when you look at the person who spearheads or leads their family when it comes to health, typically it's the woman who does it, because women will take more time to take care of their health. And men, you guys, sometimes it's fear. You're afraid to go to the doctor. You're not consistent with the supplements and, you know, nutritional value. And most of the time it's a strong woman that's behind a man who's really wanting to take better care of himself. Now, all men are not like that. That's not what I mean, by far. But majority of the men that I come in contact with, it takes them so much longer to kind of catch on. You know, it has to be something where maybe the sex life is, you know, hampered or something like that, and then all of a sudden it means something. Because, you know, men are real simple. It's a couple of things. It's money or sex. I mean, if one
not
of those...
you know what, Pastor B, they sure will get their behinds in the gym for some sex.
Right, absolutely. If you say, well, you know, exercise, you do more exercises or do jump 50 more jumping jacks or 50 jumping jacks a day, you know, then it's going to add 1 minute on to the amount of time, you know, that you have sex. Or for, depending on what age group, because, you know, if you're talking about men 50 and older, they may not want to add one more minute.
But you know what?
Wow.
And even with that, they may want to go to the gym to actually meet someone to have sex. Because I've been to some of these gyms in Atlanta, and they look more like the nightclub than the actual gym. I have to excuse people off of the machines sitting around having conversations so I can actually use the machines.
Right, but I know I digress when answering your question, but to just kind of get back on track, so I, you know, because I can start being silly about it, but just to get back on track, the Table Club is all about support and helping remind women to stay true to the promise that they gave to themselves, as well as providing them the support, you know, no matter whether you're in the prevention stage, or whether or not you're trying to correct or be reactionary to something, you know, an illness that you're going through. There's no discrimination of your health, your age, you know, whether or not what your status bracket is. It's all about, you know, a healthy lifestyle. We form all these different clubs, dinner clubs, movie clubs, you know, all the things that kind of keep us in a seat. But, you know, I think that it's time that we start being a little bit more proactive and coming together and forming a club that supports each other, you know, in the culture of being active and getting back to instilling those values into our children, so that way when they become adults, they're not struggling with some of the things that we as adults struggle with when it comes to our health.
Right. Now, and with Take Back Your Life, you, I understand that you also even have an internet show with the same title. Tell us a little bit about the internet show.
Well, the internet show, it's going to go back to internet television. It started off as internet television, a 30-minute show, and Take Back Your Life. It's all about equipping people with a little bit of information at a time in order to help them instill some of the values, because you can't do everything all at once when it comes to change. You know, if it's small changes, a little bit at a time, then you have a better chance at those things sticking, because consistency is the biggest issue that people have. So right now, every Monday, I have a Blog Talk radio show that comes on under Dr. B, Take Back Your Life with Dr. B. And it's 15 minutes, because 15 minutes, some 30 minutes, an hour could be. That'd be fine. But there's only maybe about 10 to 15 minutes of real information that people can kind of walk away with and remember. So right now, you know, the start of the show is 15 minutes. It's sitting at the table with Dr. B. It's a spoonful of information, whether it's a lunch or breakfast, you know, where you get something that's going to help you take back your life and keep it.
And again, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Dr. Maria Barnes. And if you have a question, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button, and we'll get to your question. Hey, Doc, just a few more questions before we let you go. I had to ask you about this because when I saw this on your site, it was interesting. I never heard of it before. You actually speak to companies about corporate wellness. Just briefly, can you tell me what does that process look like?
Well, it really just depends. When I go into corporations, I assess what their needs may be from a wellness perspective. Now, there are some companies who have a wellness initiative already going on, and I'll go in and become supplemental to what they're already doing. So, for example, I coach executive employees. There's a company that will pay, you know, for wellness coaching for their executive employees. And once a month, I go in and I see each individual for maybe 30 minutes or more to first gather information and understand the individual that I'm working with, to understand their personality, how they even process information. And once I can understand what it is they're trying to accomplish, where they are, what their history is, and how they process information, then I can build a program for them in order to help begin moving them in that direction, to give them the support. So I hold them accountable. I send them information, you know, within the month. They get different affirmations, they get educational information, their nutrition is assessed in order to help them understand what things they may be doing wrong and why they may not be losing weight, or why if they're trying to develop muscle that may not be happening. So it's kind of filling in the gaps and being a feature to some of the wellness programs that corporations already have in place, and they just need something that's going to be an added benefit to what they're already currently doing. There's also workshops, lunch and learns. You know, I go in and I do speaking engagements stress and how to manage stress, how to manage a hectic lifestyle. Nutritionally, if you're busy and you've got, you know, several responsibilities, how to still be healthy? How do you eat healthy on the road if you're a road warrior and you're constantly traveling? So depending on what the need is, what time of the year it is, you know, I go in and I come in as a feature to what they're already trying to do within their organization.
Well, that sounds amazing. What other things do you have coming up for 2012?
Well, I'm excited about the Table Club. We've got a lot of great things. And for people who are in Atlanta, women who are interested in joining the Table Club, they can send me an email. Right now there's a blog that I'm currently developing where you can go to the blog and register as a member. But right now what you can do is you can send me an email to Dr. B, which is D-R-B-E-E, at mariab.com. You can find, if you Google me or connect with me on Facebook under Maria Barnes or Dr. B, you can also get the information that way. But this year I'm setting up a weight loss center. So I already have a weight management program, and that's helping people, but this is going to be more of a weight loss center where you come in once a week, you know, you're either weighed or your fat percentage is tested. You're paying a monthly fee, which is inclusive of live blood cell testing to understand what your nutritional imbalances are. It will also come along with certain supplements, standard supplements that you need to have in your everyday diet, as well as consultation on what you may be needing to change and is developing an eating plan, you know, for the individual. So it's in the works right now, but that's going to be rolling out in 2012. And I'm also considering starting a support group for people who are dealing with cancer. I don't know if you guys saw that in some of my information, but I am a breast cancer defeater. I like to use that word because, you know, you can't really just survive breast cancer. Once it's gone, it's gone. And I don't claim cancer in my life at all, so I say I defeated it.
Wow, congratulations, Doc.
Yeah,
well, I feel the same way.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. My tumor was 3 years ago, but officially I was diagnosed February of 2011, and it is something that is near and dear to me, you know, because there is a major emotional roller coaster that the individual has to face. And the first thing in any health challenges is getting beyond the fear. So it's getting beyond, moving beyond the fear and understanding how to navigate your way through that system without being overwhelmed with the information that you're being given, and being able to know how to sit still with it and following what you feel is the right thing to do in your heart. And basically, you know, my right thing to do was to heal through natural / alternative medicine, and that's the road, the path that I continue to take.
Well, outstanding. And Dr. B, thank you so much for providing this healthy lessons and insights, you know, for us to live a more healthy and practical lifestyle. I mean, and thank you for proving me right with the honey thing. And before you get out of here, our listeners, your website, any other info to get in touch with you?
The number for the office, for anybody who wants to make an appointment to come in and see me, the office is located down at Atlanta Medical Center, which is kind of a target. Atlanta Medical Center used to be the old Baptist hospital, which is located down on Boulevard. So the address is officially 340 Boulevard, and the suite is 318. And that zip code is Atlanta, and it's 30312. The number for the office, if you feel free to call in, make an appointment, or even just to ask questions, you know, if you have concerns or just want to understand what may happen if you come into the office, you know, what you're concerned with, is 404-419-6494. You can connect with me on Facebook. If you go to Aches Atlanta, which is the name of the medical practice, A-C-H-E-S-A-T-L-A-N-T-A, achesatlanta.com, you'll find all my information for Maria B. Inc., as well as everything that we're doing with the center, with the health center down on Boulevard.
Hey, Doc, real quick, you've got a question, 310 area code. This is Dr. Scott. Hey, Dr. Scott, you're on live on the conversation with Clark and Gail, and you're talking to Dr. B. You got a question or comment, sir?
Yeah, I have a question. I just want to say, Dr. B, I just really appreciate what you're saying and what you have to share, and it is so pertinent for all of us Africans living in America today, and especially for us in the school systems. I work in the school system, have for a number of years. I won't mention how many years because I'll give away my age, and I don't want to do that at this time. But Brother Clark invited me to the program today, and what I want to ask is, as I see it, from my wife and my perspective, is we're out in Southern California, have been out here for about 10 years. One of the major things that we see is, how do we motivate our people to look at some of the issues that you're talking about as far as eating healthy, being healthy, to do some of the healthy things that you're doing in Atlanta? How would we help motivate them to do some of the healthy type living things. My wife, as of June of this past year, no longer works in a system like Compton Unified School System. I work in a very rich school system like Huntington Beach School System, and I always have since I've been here. I did work in Compton for a couple years, but she's always worked in war zone school systems, and I've always worked in rich white school systems, so there is such a difference of how they work. So can you share with us, how do we get black folks motivated?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And it's a few different answers for that. You know, everybody is made up differently and they see things differently. For some black people, I could talk about, you know, families and how, you know, asking whether or not are you interested in burying your child, because if we look at the rate of morbidity, you know, of our children and their bodies, that's basically where we're headed, that we will be burying our children before they bury us. Some people, that works for, they get it. They completely get it, and they want to try to do better. And there are some, you know, black people, when you have to just take baby steps, because eating bad or eating unhealthy is like a religion to them, because it was passed down from their great-grandmother to their mother to now to them. And when you talk about taking away different, you know, food that they grew up on that makes them feel comfortable, you know, even when they were a child, that it's very difficult to get them to do something different. So the only way that I feel, or one of the strongest ways that I feel that you could get to black people, is by leading by example. Because some people, you know, the same way you could talk to your children all day long and tell them and tell them and tell them, but when they, but they're going to be more inclined to do what they see than what they hear. And for those of us who are trying to do the things necessary to make these changes in our lives, we have to come together and begin being a bigger voice for people who need to see that in order for us to begin creating change. So, for example, on my Facebook page, you know, I don't go out randomly just trying to make friends. I would hope that, you know, people who are choosing me and are referred by someone else, or they've heard of me, or they know what I stand for. And the way that I'm hoping that I am creating change within people are through the things that I say, and that they can see that I am definitely living what I say, as opposed to just saying something. So, you know, for black people, I think that more groups like the one that I'm starting need to start popping up in different places. I believe that even teachers within the school system need to have, you know, there needs to be some initiatives for people like myself or others who are all about health and wellness to come in and begin talking to the teachers. Because I believe that if you get the teachers on board and the teachers start recognizing how important it is for them to be healthy, that then they'll start making their classroom healthier. I used to do some substitute teaching, and I subbed for the one class for several months straight because the teacher was out dealing with some health issues, and they wanted to keep me in the same class. Well, when these kids were acting up, guess what I had them doing? Push-ups, squats.
Wow.
I sent notes home and with the kids, you know, about the lunches, and not just criticizing what they had, but giving some suggestions that were cost effective, because I knew that it was also financial, a financial inhibitor as well. So, you know, it's not just telling people to do something, especially black people, telling them to do something different. It's offering a solution that may be very small, but it's something that they can manage to do, that's a small change at a time. It's going to take us some time, and hopefully it won't be that we start dying off as a race so much faster than everyone else, which is kind of happening right now, in order for people
for us to begin changing our habits and the way that we look at things. We have to change the way that we look at food.
Well, you know, Dr. I think we need to stress that, you know, obesity and health issues go so far beyond race and ethnicity, and I think as a society, as a whole, we need to step up and, you know, from all walks of life and, you know, lead by example. I think that's where, you know, it'll go. I mean, if you see one type of people living a certain lifestyle and that is the norm, you know, everyone, no matter what background they come from, will tend to, you know, try to follow suit. So, you know, I guess if you're the ones that everyone is watching, and you have to make sure that you do something worth watching. So, again, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your information. And thank you, Dr. Scott, for coming on the line. And, hey, come back and talk to us some more.
Thank you for bring some honey, Doc.
Ladies and gentlemen, back in the area of Doc. The next doctor of National Secret Doreen Rainey. Coming up next on The Conversation with Clark and Gail.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their home by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
Hey, we are back, and we're wrapping it up right here, but we saved an outstanding guest for our final segment. Before we do that, I want to mention, since we were talking about wellness, that last segment was brought to you by Wayne Pharmaceuticals. And right now they have a brand new initiative called Healthy Mothers, which deals with infant mortality. They are going to be donating 250,000 bottles of Dr. Wayne's prenatal multivitamins to low-income and at-risk single mothers in the Atlanta metro Atlanta area and communities. And I really, what they need from us is to assist them by donating our funds. So you can donate as the least amount is $2. So I know everyone listening to this call, either now or the playback, can at least donate $2 or more. It's up to you. But let's help put our money where our mouth is and support our own community. Dr. Wayne Pharmaceuticals is going to match every dollar. And again, they're going to give out 250,000 bottles for free to low-risk, low-income, at-risk mothers in the metro Atlanta community. Just go to WaynePharmaceuticals.com. Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Pharmaceuticals.com. Now, let's move into our final segment, and I've been really chomping at the bit for this. I'm so excited. Ever since we booked this young lady, our next guest is known as the Radical Success Coach. She challenges her clients to get out of their own way to get the results they want at work and in life. Please welcome Coach Doreen Rainey to the house. Thank you so much, Coach, for hanging out and being patient with us.
Oh, not a problem. I'm so excited to be having this time with you this evening.
Well, we are ecstatic. As I said, I've been excited ever since I knew we had you booked for the show. It finally got here. Thank goodness. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us, and I'll jump right in. I know you've been waiting for a while. By the way, how did you get the moniker, the Radical Success Coach?
Well, when I started my coaching practice after transitioning out of corporate America, I was coaching most of my clients one-on-one. And after seeing some of the results they were getting and helping them through some transitions, I was asking them, you know, just for my own research, what was it about our working style that helped you? and this word radical kept coming up over and over again, and that I challenged them to step out of their comfort zone to do something radical. And so it kind of just stuck, and it came out of the work I was doing with my clients.
I love it. Radical success coach, which tells us that whatever you're doing is not of the norm or it's not average, which is what I love the most. Coach, when did you first know your pathway would be to serve others?
I think that comes early on. You might not know how, and you might not know what it's going to look like, but even in my corporate career, I was working in human resources. And so even during that part of my journey, I did a lot with employee relations. I did a lot around career development. It was my role to help people, you know, maneuver their corporate career, and whether that was done through training or development or even, you know, mediation and employee relations, it was a way for me to help people move along their corporate path.
Ideally, or your client?
I'm sorry?
Who would be ideally the type of clients you'd have?
I typically work with people who are looking for something more or something different. You know, people always ask me, how do I define radical? And radical simply means to, number one, define success for yourself, and then number two, to get the guts to go after it, because they're two very different things. Many of us can define what we want. We can talk about our goals. We can talk about our dreams. Sometimes we put them on a poster, we make a board, we write them down. But at some point, you know, the rubber hits the road. At some point, you have to take action. And that action can be scary, that action can be uncomfortable, and that action can really set you outside of what you're most comfortable with. And so the type of people I work with are those who are, you know, palm sweating, heart palpitating, knees knocking, but really ready for a change. And even if they don't know exactly what that is, they do know that they're ready to step out. And so it's those people who are just ready to do more and be more.
Wow. I want to segue into your fourth annual Get Radical Women's Conference.
Yes.
Now, that's coming up March 30th through April 1st, and it's featuring yourself, Lisa Nichols, Susie Orman, Jillian Michaels, Ali Brown, and Monique Greenwood. Tell us a little bit more about this event.
Well, we are absolutely, over the top excited about this event in a couple of weeks. We have women, incredible women, coming from all around the world to attend this conference. We have women registered from Australia, the UK, Canada, all across the US, including Alaska. Everyone's coming because we have designed this event, this experience, to provide you the strategies and the tools that you need to put a plan together and then take action. And one of the things that's very exciting about this event is that you're going to walk away with not just a plan, but a connection to my company to hold you accountable. Because I think so many times people go to conferences and workshops and events and they get pumped up. I mean, they're fired up. You can tell. You can tell when somebody's been to something.
Absolutely.
They come out ready to change the world, and then they come home, and then there's the family and the job and the bills and the children, and all that excitement, you know, kind of fades away. And so we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So at the event, you know, we're talking about health, we're talking about wealth, we're talking about career, we're talking about being an entrepreneur, we're talking about how to develop faith in yourself, how to believe in yourself, how to become more assertive, and we're going to help you put a plan together for your own life, not what someone else wants for you, but for your own life. And then we're going to help you stay accountable so you can actually move forward to achieve some of those goals.
The great word you said is accountability. I love what you're doing, Coach. Hey, real quick, I know this wasn't part of my question, but it's a women's conference. Do you ever get men that come out maybe with their wives or sneak in and act like they're not listening, but there they are?
You know, we always say no men allowed. You know, my husband who's in our company, he's there working. We have a couple of people working. But, you know, I say there's something very unique about women when they can really let their hair down, when they can really relax, and when they can really do some introspect without the prying eyes of their husbands or, you know, things like that. They can really take a hard look because, you know, there's so many. One of my favorite quotes, I quote this all the time, is from Henry David Thoreau, and it says, "Most men lead lives with quiet desperation and go to the grave with their songs still in them." And so many women have their gifts and talents and all of this in them that they never get out because they're buried in past disappointments, past circumstances, past experiences. They're living in fear and doubt. They don't have any faith. And so when we come together as women, we want to instill that back into them so that they leave with the confidence to go out and do that which they want. Many times it's not that they don't know how. Is that they just don't have the guts to do it.
Wow, you guys have, you've assembled a powerful group of women. That's March 30th, April 1st in the D.C. area. We'll let you mention that again before we let you get out of here. But I want to switch gears for a moment. You created several products to prepare folks to get radical. You have a 7-step process titled Get Radical. It's an audio program. Can you give us, if you would, I always try to put people on the spot just to get one nugget out of them on our show, but can you give us one radical idea that's vitally important to getting started?
The one very important thing that you must be willing to do is to accept responsibility for where you are. We are where we are because of the choices that we've made. And that doesn't mean that there hasn't been outside circumstances or situations, but within that, we make choices. And until we're ready to stop looking for something to blame, looking for someone to blame, having our own pity party, the woe is me, until we're ready to step out of that and say, okay, this is where I am. What different choices can I make to move me to where I want to be? And so one of the first radical steps I always tell people is let's take a hard look in the mirror. Let's evaluate the choices that we've made. And if those choices haven't led us to the destination that we want, then it's time to make some new choices. And it's our responsibility to do that.
Powerful. Powerful. Yeah, I've read a great article you wrote about stepping into your power. In that, see, I was nosy, Coach. I was reading everything that I could find, and I love your information. Hey, you talk about how many speakers or presenters advise to do so in this finding your power or stepping into it, but many don't properly explain what that process looks like. Can you give us, I know you have 5 tips you give in the acronym of POWER. Either break that down briefly for us or just tell us in your own words, however you like, what that looks like to actually step into your power.
Yes, and we do hear that phrase a lot, and we're all nodding and clapping and yelling yes, but then we go, okay, how do I do that? And so a couple of strategies to be able to make that happen, you know, number one is persistence. You know, no one has green lights all the way to their success. And I think sometimes we forget that. We look at someone who's quote-unquote made it, and we think it's been easy for them. No, it takes persistence. So if you want to step into your power, you have to be willing to, despite opposition and despite difficulty, stay the course. And then also I think part of being powerful is being open. You know, sometimes we're so busy wanting to be right or thinking that we're right, that we don't open ourselves up to new perspectives. And as a coach, one of the number one things that I do with my clients is help them see things from a new perspective. You've got to see things with fresh eyes. And then if you want to step into your power, you cannot be afraid to win. And this is a generalization, but sometimes women, you know, they will dim their light. They care so much about what people think. They try to please people. They don't want to stand out. They don't want to cause attention to themselves. And you know what? Powerful women are people who win. And you cannot be afraid to go out there and take a W.
Right.
And then be able to evaluate. Powerful people, they can make quick big decisions. If you're heading in the wrong direction, you need to change directions. If you set some goals and now they just don't interest you anymore, change your goals. You know, I see it all the time. People, you know, they go to law school. They spend $100,000. They're in debt. They get a job at a law firm, and they hate it. They absolutely hate it. But they feel, I've invested all this time. I've invested all this money. Standing in your power says it doesn't matter the time. It doesn't matter the money. I'm going to make a choice to transition out of this and do something I love. So be willing to evaluate and change. And finally, repetition. Success comes with consistency. Every time, whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to save money, get out of debt, it's all about consistency. And these are the strategies that you can really implement in your life to be a woman of power.
Wow.
Well, other than the upcoming conference in D.C., what other events do you have coming up in 2012 or other projects you have coming up?
I have what I call the Radical Success Institute, and it's a resource and learning center where people can come and use some of the curriculums to help them really advance in the areas that are most important to them. And so everyone who registers for the conference, which, you know, information about the conference is at GetRadicalConference.com, but everyone who registers for the conference, they get a one-year membership into the premier tier of the Institute. And this provides them with 12 months of learning teleclasses. It provides them with information and strategies to keep them on track. And then they can also choose to upgrade their membership into the elite tier or the executive tier, which allows them the opportunity to work masterminding with me, one-on-one coaching with me, as well as some of our smaller live events and workshops to really help them delve into what's holding them back, making a plan to get over it, and then move forward.
That's powerful. Hey, Coach Doreen Raining, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, I want to do two things. One, Coach, if you would, go ahead and give the information again for anyone to register right now for the Radical Women's Conference coming up in D.C.
Yes.
And also, just aside, you know, I'm promoting and marketing here. I actually have a wonderful midweek motivational call that I sponsor with another gentleman, Coach Brown. And what we do is it's a 30-minute call, and we allow the speakers to come on, national speakers to come on and just talk about any format, whether it be your powers or platform or your 7 steps to get radical. I'd love to send an invite for you to be one of our speakers in the near future. It's Thursday night, each Thursday night at 8 p.m., and I guess the best thing is to reach out to your booking agent, and I'll do so. But I just wanted
absolutely
to throw that out at you that I'll be asking for you to come back and do that when you're available.
Absolutely, yes. And information about the conference, absolutely. Information about the conference is at GetRadicalConference.com. We're running a promotion that when you register, you get a general registration free. And so you can bring a buddy. You can split the cost. You can come out and enjoy this experience. I call it an experience. You know, with the word radical, we're not podiums and PowerPoints. We are about really, really, really a right now conference and giving you exactly what you need in a way that will allow you to learn and grow.
Powerful. And what's the website again?
It's GetRadicalConference.com.
GetRadicalConference.com. Again, Coach Doreen Rainey, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show perhaps after the conference.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. We love you, Doreen. We love you.
Hello.
Hey, G, are you still there with me?
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, what did you think? We had a great show today.
Oh, we absolutely did. We had some really good people. Women of power. Women of purpose.
Women of power. You got to get affirmed about your beast potion that you have.
Hey, you know what? It was something that someone told me, and I just, you know, I mean, you know, I have a degree in biology, so, you know, once upon a time I had aspirations to be a doctor, but,
one of the things I do understand is, you know, how nature works. And it just made sense to me when somebody said, if you're allergic to the pollen in the area, why don't you just eat the honey? And, I mean, that's what they make the honey with. So it made sense to me. So I figured I'd try it, and it worked. So, you know.
And
hey,
I guess that's why bees don't have allergies, right?
You know what?
You know, I'm being silly. Hey, I want to mention again, the Power of a Woman Tour 2012 is right here in the ATL, March 31st from 12 to 4 p.m. It's going to be held at Cafe Fusion, 543 Stokeswood Avenue. Tickets on sale at powerofawoman.eventbrite.com. powerofawoman.eventbrite.com. This is featuring Dawn Bedingfield, Kim Lee Hughes, and Miss Charmaine. We hope you all the ladies out there get a chance to go. Hey, thanks for Linda Craig for winning those tickets. And be sure to reach out to me so I can get your information.
Yeah, congratulations to her for that. And, you know, we're back live at the Coffee Loft on Sunday, March 25th for Coffee and Conversation. All right.
Who do we have coming up that day?
Who we have coming in? I will have author Dana Perry, singer-songwriter Philip Michael Thomas Jr. Yes, he is the son of Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice. He's very handsome.
I've been wondering about that. I'm glad you cleared that up. I wanted to ask him, but I didn't want to be silly.
Yes, he is the son of Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice. Very talented young man. And actually, I have some of his music on rotation in my car. I see great things for him. And actually, a lot of people didn't know that his father was also dabbled. He's got a couple albums out there in the archive.
I remember in Miami that his father had a big studio in Miami, too. So I didn't know that he was that talented, but I knew he was in the music industry long before anybody else probably knew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, even Don Johnson, I think, made an album back then, too. So, you know, hey.
Cool. And we got your favorite teen rap group coming out.
Yeah, them Out of State Boys.
Uh-oh.
Coming in.
Hey, they just got off 106 in Park, so I guess they're going to hit New York and come on out to Hot Atlanta and chill out with us at the Coffee Loft.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to pick their brains a little bit. See what's on their teenage brains. Yeah, you know I will. We have marketing expert Jackie Cash, and then Melanie Richardson from the cast of the Melanie Richardson and the rest of the cast, I guess, of the play I Do Maybe. What's that all about?
Yeah, come on in. You guys got to come on out and hang out with us at 322 Peter Street in the Castleberry Hill District. That's the art district of Hot Atlanta, USA. We will be booked tight, and we'll have a lot of people out there. And we've had some great times out there. And don't forget, From the Basement to the Boardroom with Brian Joubert. Sorry, I keep wanting to call him Joubert, but we're going to call him Brian Joubert. That's what he wants to be called. He will be in the house, as well as A. London Arrington will be doing his famous or sometimes infamous Man Secret.
Man Secret.
All this March 25th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Coffee Loft. Don't worry, we'll be sure to promote all of that and more. Hey, don't forget the show and this program is brought to you by Wayne Pharmaceuticals, waynepharmaceuticals.com. We appreciate everybody for coming out. I guess it's almost time to go, G.
Interested in having a bigger voice in the conversation?
Oh, no.
God, listen to me.
She is almost time to go.
Landon, are you a little excited?
I guess so. Hey, I want to thank Dr. Scott for calling in all the way from the West Coast, and we're going to have him on the show soon. Don't forget, get his book, Don't Want to Be the Only Black There, by Dr. Edgar J. Scott, contributing author K. Scott, his wife, medical doctor, of course, MD. Don't want to be the only black there. Successful black students tell how predominantly white colleges can help them graduate. Appreciate that from Dr. Scott calling in and having a little repartee with Dr. Maria B. Speaking of Dr. Maria B., we want to thank Dr. B. for being a guest tonight, as well as our other guest, of course, the national speaker, Ms. Doreen Rainey, was in the building, as well as the entire cast, almost, of the hit play, The Power of Fashion, which is coming up right here in the ATL, March 25th. It's not too late to get the tickets. Go to the website, www.b, the letter B as in boy, the number 4, REEL.biz. Tickets are still on sale. I believe the 4 o'clock and the 7 o'clock shows are available. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. And on behalf of myself and the greatest co-host in the entire universe, Harris, I did do it too. Thank you guys. We love you. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.